Hello, this is Will Hardy with Man Talk Radio. We are all about breaking down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few minutes. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
I'm on the Dallas Expressway in a car. Rayshon is driving. You've heard him on Truth Talk before. You have a Christian radio talk show host and banged up basketball player with a social media influencer. And in the back seat is one of the most savvy social media technology guys that I've ever met. How about you, Rayshon?
Yes, absolutely. Like, literally. I mean, I've never met a tech giant like our brother John.
He's for the kingdom. And Rayshon, we see these great videos. We see these posts. We see hashtags. We see iterations of the gospel being proclaimed on all kinds of platforms. And that's possible, made possible by guys that God's brought to himself, like John, who's sitting in the back seat on this expressway. I've never done a show from my car on the expressway in Dallas, Texas. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
And we're right in the heart of downtown Colfax right now. Beautiful downtown. And this is great that you're doing it now.
How about that? So, John, welcome to Truth Talk, man. I'm going to hand you the phone, and I want you to tell your story. How did you come to know Jesus as your Savior before you became... Well, you were always in tech even before you got saved, I think. But tell us your journey to Christ.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it still. I usually like to be behind the camera as opposed to in front of the camera here. So this is why I'm in technology, brother. But, yes. I grew up in a Pentecostal home. So I got to know the word at a young age. We went to a Christian school when I was little, and honestly, it's like when I started getting into technology, even when I was a teenager, it was, I just got obsessed with technology at 14, and I started building things, and I saw my family when I was younger, my parents were big, reached a lot of people for Christ, very involved in the church, and then I saw there was a falling out with a pastor, and it was just a bad financial situation on his part, and I saw our family get broken. I saw us, grow very distant from God. We were in a spot where, we lost our community. We lost our church. We lost our church home. And we went to every denomination, like all the different denominations. We were hopping around and trying to find a church home. Never really did. And I saw my parents we went from being genuine Christians, living that life. And I saw a lot of hypocrisy at that point. And eventually my parents got a divorce, and I saw the just the brokenness of that, because just knowing that that's now looking back and knowing that it's just not how God designed it. So, I saw, like, my brother got into drugs. I got into technology. So it's us. Wow. So I went to a tech school, and I was one of those people where I would say everybody, everybody's got a path. It's like everybody can believe what they want to believe. And if you asked me, I would say, I believed in God. I believed in this, but I never really thought deep into it. I never really was, it wasn't a part of my life. It wasn't a part of my identity. By the time I graduated, I ended up being, I started building my own company, and, I moved down to Florida, and, I was in my, I was mid-20s when I started. My company had gotten very successful. I had everything that the world would say was important. I had a mansion on a peninsula. I had, cars, whatever you'd think would be important. It's like we were throwing parties every weekend, and I was the most impoverished person. My soul was just destroyed. I was not... To understand spiritual poverty is to understand where I was at when the world was saying that, I had everything that the world values. And, when you get to that point, it really hits you. You get to realize how little and how much of a lie it all is. Just the lie of the world, the lie the enemy tells each of us. It's like that, at that point, I had my girlfriend who had not grown up ever in a church, and we were living together. I told her to move in. So Had two children out of wedlock. So it's, yeah, we ended up, I had my aunt and uncle came to town and they wanted me to go to church with them. So they invited me to church. First time went, I was not really happy. I was like, this is my Sunday. I don't really want to, it's my one day off. I'm working nonstop. I'm like, yo, it's like I had every excuse to book, but I was like, you know what? I respect them. It's like, you know, all their kids, they had 11 kids, which is a story upon itself. And I just saw like, the godly characteristics of their kids. You know, then next time they came to visit, they invited us again. And my girlfriend at the time decided that she wanted to keep going to church. I didn't. So I told her, you know, she could do whatever she wants to do. It's like, that's up to her. So she started going to church and eventually she started, it was at Calvary Chapel in Sarasota. And then eventually she started going to biblical counseling and me and her were a mess. I mean, we used to fight, like we were just horrible to each other. I remember we got in a big fight and which was pretty common for us. It was like, you know, like our friends at the time probably would have given us a 5% chance of surviving like together. Like, I mean, you know, she, we get in a big fight and she responds differently. And I remember at that point, I was like, oh, this is, I think I was right in this one. So felt like I won the argument there. It's like, I felt pretty good about myself. Then like a few days later, we get another fight. And she responds differently again. And I remember for a second there when she responded differently and like with grace, and it was just something different. And I'm like, yo, and I remember at that point, I'm like, am I the one that's wrong? Am I like, is like, cause you know, I always was the one that was helping people and fixing people and I didn't need help myself. Right. So I remember she was, I quickly dismissed that. Then, a little bit later, she ended up just a couple more days passed and we ended up getting a fight again. And I'm like, as you could tell, this is a pretty consistent thing for us at the time. I don't think anybody would have thought we would have made it and we would have four wonderful kids today and an incredible, incredible life under God. But, yeah, so she responds differently again. At this point, I'm like, I think I need some of this church stuff that you got going. So, so I start going to church. So eventually I end up joining her in biblical counseling and these poor people, they were volunteering their time and just all they would do is they'd bring it to the Bible. They did say, I remember they said, yeah, we're going to go through X amount of sessions, like 10 sessions or something like that. They're like, this isn't like a psychiatrist. They said, you will work through this. You'll be a different person when you get out of this thing. And I didn't understand that because like, you know, I'd been a counselor before. It's like, you know, the idea that like, you know, you work a couple years, you just start getting to the root of it. And then like, you know, you figure out somebody you're going to blame and then it all gets solved, right? But this biblical counseling concept was a little different. But I just thought I was going to argue with these people. So I was like, I wanted to tell them why the Bible was wrong. I wanted to tell them that they hated gay people. They didn't like, which ultimately it's like, I think I just didn't want to have to get married myself. It's like, in my own, if I'm going to be honest, my own fear at the time. So, you know, it was, had nothing to do with that. It was just my own fear and condemnation. You know, so we started going back and forth and just, they just kept pointing me the word. They volunteered their time and it was about the seventh session. And I look over my wife is just, my girlfriend at the time, you know, she's crying and she says, I just want to be the person that he wants me to be. And it was at that moment that I realized that here is the person that I love most in this world. And if I could hurt the person I love most in this world, when I think I'm helping her, then I'm not the person that could fix her and I need to be fixed myself. I just realized there that I needed God and I needed to be fixed. I realized that I was the one that was broken. And it was at that moment I realized just that the Holy Spirit overcame me. It's it was a unbelievable. I can't even describe the feeling of when the Holy Spirit just I accepted Christ. That's when I truly knew what it meant to be a Christian in that moment. So
that's the testimony of John. This is Truth Talk. I'm Stu in the car with my buddy who's driving, Rayshon, and we're tearing up hearing this testimony, don't we, brother?
Man, it's so powerful. From A to Z, God knew exactly what he was doing in and through our brother John, man.
And now, John, you're using technology to reach people with the good news of Jesus. just 20 seconds on why that's so important. Just challenge everyone as we get out of here.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. So it's there's nothing that's been more impactful in my life than Christ, and it's not a self-help thing. Christ has literally changed my heart, and to understand that and to see how he is the only solution to a broken world, I mean, how could I not? How could I watch people, you know, if somebody was going to drive off a cliff, I'm going to tell them, no, don't. Yeah, right. And that's when I look at this, it's to understand just the brokenness that is in this world, because it is filled with brokenness. There's a solution to that brokenness, and it's a solution that it's what we were designed for. And that's the cool, incredible thing. And I mean, there's no more worthy task.
Praise God. Truth Talk, Stu Epperson. Thank you, John. Use your skills in technology, cooking, sports, whatever it is, social media influence, parenting.
That's it.
To bring people to Jesus. That's why we're still here. Amen.
Amen. Gloria a Dios.
This is the Truth Network.